Today's daf in the Masechet Bava Batra is daf Yud Aleph. And we are holding right at the top of the daf. Tanya. Amru alav al Binyamin HaTzadik. They say about Binyamin HaTzadik that he was a mamuna al kupash al tzedakah. And one time, pamachat ba'ata isha lefanav b'shnei batzoret, there was once a terrible, terrible drought. And there hadn't been food for anyone. So this woman comes to him, and she's got seven kids with her. Amralo, Rebbe, please, Ernestini, I need food. Amarla, I swear by the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, ain't bekupar shel tzedakah klum. We've used up everything. Amralo, Rebbe, I'm telling you right now, you tell me whatever you want. But im ein atam efarnaseini arei isha v'sheva b'nei ha-meitim. There's seven children and me. We're all going to die because we literally are starving. And so he took upon himself to take care personally of that family. Liyamim didn't take very long. And Binyamin HaTzadik fell ill. Chalav and atalamut. So the Malachi Asharis came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they said, Ribono Shel Olam, there's a young man, and he was Mekayim, not just a Nefesh Echad, he was Mekayim, a woman and her seven children. Where is the schus of the tzedakah? Miyat karulo gzardino, the Beis Din Shomala ripped up the gzardin that he was supposed to die. And he had a miraculous remission. He was given another 22 years to live, certainly because he's Binyamin HaTzadik. One of the kings of the Chashmonaim, big machlokas precisely, according to Rashi, was the son of Eleni Amalka. There's Midrashim that he's actually... he was a ger, and he was one of the descendants of Ptolemyus. But in any event, he gave out all of the Otsrotav and Otsrotavotav, Mishnei Batsoret. He gave out tons and tons of money that had been put away by his parents, by himself over the years, and he blew it all on supporting people during years of famine. So the whole family comes, they gather up against him. Amrula, Avotecha, Ganzuvo, Sifu, Al Shalavotam. You know, your forefathers, they went ahead and they made investments and they got richer and richer and richer. And so the treasury was more and more powerful. And you're an idiot. You go ahead and give it all away. There's a beautiful Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says that's why his name was Monbaz. Monbaz. He was Mebaz Beis Otsrotav. So they called him Monbaz based on this story. Amar Lahem, so he told them, you fools, Avotai Ganzu Lamata, Mani Ganasti Lamala. What big deal? So they've got these big treasury houses in Olam Hazeh. I've got treasury houses up in the sky. Shenemar emet meretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. As truth grows and flourishes down on the earth, every bit of it is seen min hashamayim and put away. Avotai ganzu b'makom shayat shaletet bo. And who's going to protect Fort Knox when the Ruskis come? Maniga nasti b'makom she'inayat sheletet bo. Mashen came up in the Shamayim. Nobody's going to be able to touch my treasury houses. Shenema tzedek u'mishpat machon kisecha. Who's going to be able to come and take it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machon? Avotai, they were ganzu davar she'ino oset perot. Well, you can make bigger and bigger treasuries. It doesn't grow in the treasury. Maniga nasti davar she'oset perot. Because a Karen Kayebet Lobo, Nilolam Abba, but meanwhile he's Eichel Perotem Bolamazet. Avotai were gone to Otsrot of Mamon. Ani ganasti otzot nefashot. Big difference between having money in your treasury and having living souls in your treasury, don't you think? Shinema pri tzadik etz chayim lokeach nefashot chacham. Avotai gansu la'acherim. How long are they going to live? They're living for others. Ani ganasti la'atzmi. You don't think that makes more sense? Shinema lecha tiye tzedakah. Tzedakah that you give is kept in your own zechut in olam haba. Avotai gansu l'olam hazeh, ani ganasti l'olam haba. Shinemar v'halach lefanecha tzidkecha, kivod Hashem ya'asfecha. And the last piece that we had in the Mishnah is that when we were talking about what makes a person a citizen of a city, to be chayev in all taxes and so on, that is im kanaba beit diras, either living there 12 months, or if he actually purchases a home, then he becomes a citizen immediately. Now this halacha that you have to actually purchase a home is not following the sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the tinta loka Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, im kanaba karka koshu areo kanche ha'ir. You do not have to build a home. You need only to purchase land. If you purchase land in the city, then you're already considered to be a true citizen. Actually, says the Gemara, but isn't there another braita that says that Rav Shimon Gamliel said something slightly different? But Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer im kanasham karka haruya lebeit dira. Not just that he bought land, he bought a lot for building a home, which is different. In other words, he says you don't have to actually build the home. It's sufficient to purchase the lot for the home. But now you're going to go build a home. As soon as you purchase the lot, you're already considered to be a citizen.
Isn't there not a difference that
Karka Koshu
is not necessarily raised to live on? And here the point is
that
something which is
going to be... Yes, Karka Koshu means any land. And this is a lot for a home. It's not only the share of the land, right? Koshu means literally Koshu also. Anything at all. Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. You're a landowner. But here it says it has to be a homeowner or a lot owner, which is a totally different approach. I mean, it's true that neither of these approaches are like the Mishnah, but which one is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's real approach? And it says the Gemara, we don't know, but they obviously do not agree. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we often had a difference among the Tanaim. Could be that he said it differently as his Shita developed. And now we don't have not the Volga boatman, who currently is skiing, I assume, and not our president, but we will nonetheless begin with the Halakha Commissioner. Dr. Halakha Commissioner, Reb David, you have a question? What don't you like about the vision on the screen? The Beatles? Hello? Are we still connected? I don't like this. I'm going to call back. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why was David pointing at that screen?
There's a picture.
It's the Beatles. That's the problem. It's not the Beatles. That's Benson. See that kid on the ground that's looking up at Benson with the hair? Benson's just trying to show how tourists come to look at his picture. Yeah. Okay. So Dr. Haley Commissioner. Eine chokine tachatzer achi arba amot laze v'arba amot laze. So as we saw before, there's a concept of yeshbo din chalukah. Where we have, can you guys see me or my camera's up? Where we have Yeshbo Din Chalukah, so then one shutuf can force another shutuf to split. But if it's an area or an item, as we'll see, any type of thing, has a particular shear that's considered to be sufficient to force someone to do a chalukah. And we already saw in the chatzer that four amot, which means 4x4, in the chatzer, for each one of the people who will end up being the single owner of that 4x4. And otherwise, you can't force the other guy to be cholek. You can't force a guy to be mechalek a sadeh unless there is sufficient planting area of tisha kabim lezeh, v'tisha kabim lezeh. So you have to be able to put in an area to plant a kav. So that's a beit kav. So a beit kav is about 20x20 amas. But that means that if you've got tisha kabim, you're talking about close to 4,000 square amot. So you need to be able to have that, not in order to give it a shame of a soda, as Tosis explains, because we know that it has a shame of a soda no matter what size it is, but to make it a financially viable soda. In other words, it isn't worth it for me to plant an area smaller than that with everything that's involved in hiring a tractor and doing the backbreaking labor and so on. It's just not worth it because it's too small farming. So that's considered to be a minimum amount to farm. So if together we have that, fine. So together we can farm it. But if you're going to force me to split, and I have less than that, it isn't worth it for me to farm b'chol. So that is the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Yudomer. No, actually, that's the total field that you could split. In other words, each one of them could have tisha chatzikab. Tisha chatzikab mazeh. Now, if you're talking about a garden obviously which grows vegetables and is much more effective, that requires much less land. So a gina that is worth gardening is ache b'chatzikav lezeh. B'chatzikav lezeh. There you need much less. All you need is a chatzikav. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, all you need is a rovakav to each one. So beit rova akav, and then it's worth doing, you know. Even though it's pretty small area, people make, you know, the old victory gardens. So here too, velo et atraklin, velo et amoran. So there's different types of houses, ranch houses, low slung houses, large houses. Lo eta shovach, lo eta talit, lo eta merchatz, lo eta beit habad, lo eta beit hashlachin. Each thing you're going to have to determine that there is sufficient of the original usage. She'ebem kidei lezeh v'kidei lezeh. The overall cloud in which you can tell whether something is considered to be called its original use is that after the chalukah, it retains the original name. But so now if somebody says, let's split the bathhouse, and then each one of them gets himself a bathroom, you know, with a large tub, that's not a bathhouse. You don't get two bathhouses out of it. And so on and so forth. So the question can be always settled by whether you would be able to still call this what you originally called it. So that's the klal. In lav, if you don't have that amount, ain't choking. But of course, that's Eba Taibis Mancha Inchneim Rotzim. That's only if we don't have agreement between the two partners. If we have agreement between the two partners, and then, of course, Biz Mancha Shneim Rotzim, you can do whatever you want. Yachloku, and there's no Chiddush in that, but as the Gemara explained before, it's all an introduction to the next words. Unless you're talking about something that you don't have a right to split. And that would be Kitvei HaKodesh, even if two people agree. I'll take, you know, Bamidbar and Dvorim, and you take Bereishis, Shmos, and Vayikra, you can't split. That's a bizoyin. And Afa Pishishneim Rotzim, over there, Lo Yachloku. Omrev Asi, Omrev Yochanan, when we talk about Arba Amot Lezeh and Arba Amot Lezeh, make no mistake about it. We're talking about Arba Amot in the Chotzer. Now, that does not include loading and unloading space that's in front of each door in the Chotzer. So before you have a chutzer, you're going to have a place, you have parking place, and an unloading area. That unloading area is four amot in front of any door. And it's as long as that door is. If that door is a garage, and it's basically 20 feet long, as we're going to see, then first that garage has an unloading area. So when it opens its door, the garage door, four amot in front of the garage door is for parking, by definition. Now, what's left in the chutzah? That's what we talk about. And of course, we take off the other guy's door. So there's always four amot in front of every door. Now we see if there's enough to split. If there's still arba al arba for each member, fine, then you can split. So it's chutz mishal ptachim. Tanin amiyachi en chokin atachatzer ad sheye b'shmona amot l'zeh. B'shmona amot l'zeh. How do you explain a brayta that says that you have to have dafka 8 amot? What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said all you need is 4 amot. And 4 amot. Obviously, the brayta is not coming to argue with the Mishnah. Obviously, the point is that one brayta is including a minimal door space. Something wrong? Barney?
No.
Mm-hmm. One is including the ptachim, and one is not. So, shmami na, kidereb asi, shmami na. Now, ikad ramalei mirma, others come to the same conclusion, but they don't bring it as a riot. They point out the contradiction first, and then arrive at the psak. So, ikad ramalei mirma, they started with the contradiction. Here in the Mishnah, it says, how do you explain a bright about Tanya Shmona Amot Lezeh, Shmona Amot Lezeh? And in this version, Rav Asi Omer Rav Yochanan, based on the kasha of the Braita, explained that the Arba Amot in the Mishnah only meant Arba Amot besides the Petach. And Dafka, here's where you see it. Omer Ravuna, Chotzer mitchaleket afi p'tachea. So according to Ravuna, it's an entirely different version. According to Ravuna, the rights to the chotzer is prorated by the number of entranceways. So in other words, one guy has a house that's got three entrances. Another guy has a small house that's got one entrance. So then what you do is, whatever the size of the chotzer is split four ways. One guy takes 3/4, so one guy takes 1/4. Because the chotzer is an expression of the total usage, which is expressed by going through, loading and unloading, the business that you've got at each one of those doors. It's not just a question of requiring a loading and unloading area at the door, which is a whole different way of understanding it. Whereas Rav Chisda says, no, that's not true. First, you give each one of those ptachim. It's true that if you have more ptachim, you have more chatzer, but not prorated. You first give arba amot b'kol petach v'petach, and then the rest of the chatzer, you split evenly. You don't take the whole chatzer and prorate it. V'yashar chokin b'shaveh, tanya kavate to Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda's approach, we see, is clear from the brayta. Ptachim shebechatzer, yesh lehem arba amot, but if ayala ze petach achad, uleze shnei ptachim, we don't prorate it, the ze sheyesh lo petach achad notel arba amot, the ze sheyesh lo shnei ptachim notel shmona amot in front of the petach, and whatever is left in the chatzer is ashar chokim b'shaveh. How about if one has a petach that's 8 amot wide, because it's a garage door? So he takes the 8 amot keneged apeta plus 4 amot in the chatzer. What? Says him, what are you talking about? Arba amot in the chatzer plus 4 amot in the chatzer. I understand. You said he took 8 amot. No. Says, Abai, what's the matter with you? He takes 8/4 is what it means, obviously. So he's taking the 8 amot of the length of his garage door, along a line of 4 amot, all along those 8 amot in the chatzer. Then the rest is split equally. Amar Amema, high pira de sufli. Remember that we call those little seeds inside of dates, we call them pits. The reason we call them pits is because they used to dig pits and throw the dates after eating them, into the hole. And then the animals would chew on them. They were very good for digestion, for bovines, and others would sit and chew them, and would get whatever remaining nourishment was there, plus, you know, the churning effect of all those yummy date pits. And you would need, of course, an area around the pit, a pier de souffle, for the animals to gather around and you to be able to bring your animals. And because of that, if you have a pier de souffle, then the area around all the pier de souffle, the entire pit, is surrounded by four amot on all sides, the kol ruach, because you gotta put the animals there. But that's only if, lo biyachid lepitcha, that's only if there's not a specific door that runs from the back of your house to the date pit. If there's a specific door, then that means that you were given rights to the four amot along the side of your door, but not to the use in the chotzer entirely of four amot on every side of the date pit. So if miyachid lepitcha, if there's a specific door, ein lo ela arba amot lifnei pitcho, all you have is those four amot facing your door.
Oh. How much of these work?
Sorry?
How much of these animal feed work?
Worth?
Yeah.
You tell us, obviously.
A pig's.
A what?
A pittance.
A pittance. Omer Ravuna. Achsadra ein la arba amot. An achsadra is an open gazebo. A simple achsadra is what do they call them here? A pergola. It's the pergola without any walls. So over there, if you have, you own that in a chotzer, you do not get any space around it. It's not like it has doorways. Because, look, the whole point of this doorway thing is for what? Time of my mishum piruk masa'o. It's an unloading space, right? But a pergola does not need an unloading space. You can drive into the area under the pergola. So drive the truck under the pergola and unload there. Why do you have to stop in the chutzner and have a parking area outside of the pergola? It makes no sense. So hacha, efshadai alagavon nefarik. You could just drive in and unload inside. Asks Rav Sheshes on Rav Huna. It says in the Brayta, Echad Shari Batim ve'Echad Shari Achsadraot Yeshlem Arbamot. What are you talking about? Farish a Brayta that said that even an Achsadra does have a parking spot. Says, obviously Rav Huna says, what do you think that's talking about? A regular stam pergola? Kitanya Yib Achsadra deveirav. That's talking about these bate midrashim, where they close in the entire area, but they leave tremendous windows. So they call it an achsadra because they need a tremendous amount of light. So they leave windows open for the Beit HaMidrash. As you can see in our wonderful Beit HaMidrash, surrounded by large windows, light pouring in, this is the way... This is the way that they designed the Beit HaMidrash. So that's called an achsadra de Beirav. Right? So it's this beautiful, wide open spaces. But you obviously cannot drive a truck into it, no? So because of that, it's just a bayit. Says, well, I don't need a brayta to tell me that a wide open bayit still has a door, do I? I mean, what's the chiddush? If it's talking about an achsadra de Beirav, pshita. I mean, if Sadr de Beirav is in Idruna Mahoya, I mean, that's a large hall. Obviously, it would have a real door. You're right. Okay, so it says, you know what? But it still could be referring to an Achsadra Rumaita, which is in Barnea's neighborhood. Could be referring to a Roman-type Achsadra, which has these low walls, and then it has a pergola on top. But the low wall means that it's not convenient to unload inside, and because of that, it does have a parking area. And now Barnea is dying to say,
peristyle, in English, peristhelia in Latin. Presume.
A peristhelia.
I don't think there's laws on
this. Right. He can make it up as he goes, right? Because we wouldn't know. He's now a full-fledged academic. Turn it up on it. So the Braita says like this, a Beit Shar, you remember what the Beit Shar was? It's like a little entry room to a chatzar. It has a place for Shomer, an Aksadra, meaning an Aksadra Rumaita, a Mirpeset. Now a Mirpeset is not what we call a Mirpeset today. A Mirpeset is what you see in Bata Yungarin, right? You've been in Beit Sharim, on Bata Yungarin. So what do you have over there? Actually there's one in the Rova, right? That's Beit Rothschild. So Beit Rothschild is like five homes on the lower story and five homes on the upper story, right? But to get to those homes, you have one stairway, and then each one of the homes, which has now become an office for our beloved Chevrat HaRova, but each one of those homes, which is now some secretary's private fivdom, what do they call it, has an entryway into that home. But all of the homes have to go together down that stairway, and they all open up into one place on the bottom. That upper area is called the Mirpeset, because you go through it to the doorways. So you would think that because you have so many people that are going up and down, you basically need the area for all five homes that are on the upper story. So it should get five parking spaces. But that was the beginning of the Rova's problems. And the Mishnah Paskin, you only get one parking space, which in the end of the Rova Yehudi ended up with one parking space for every five homes, which of course causes certain difficulties. But at least we see that there's a strong basis for halakha, right? Don't let the Rova hear about this. Yeah, exactly. So the Mirpeset also only gets an Aksadra, and Mirpeset both only get Arba Amot. And even if you've got five different houses that open up to the Mirpeset upstairs, all they get is one parking space down at the bottom. How about a chicken coop? Does a chicken coop get Arba Amot in front of the chicken coop? Or Inlo Arba Amot? Said Rabbi Yamai to Rabbi Yochanan. That's a very good question. But the last I heard is chickens don't drive trucks. And since the point over here was to give you an unloading space for your truck, as far as I last saw, the chickens are mitapes v'oleu, mitapes v'oreid, right over the top of the wall, and they go right in. Never saw them unloading a truck yet. What's that? It's a very sweet image. How about if you got a house which is half roofed and half not roofed? So now, you might think that the part that is not covered, now we know of a house like this right in the Rova, right? My neighbor, that's Deutsch. So the whole first part of his house has no roof. Second part has a roof. So you might think, since there's no roof in the whole front part, you don't get a parking space because you could drive right in. Therefore comes along the halacha over here that Rav Nachman has to paskin, would that be true? Yesh lo arba amot or ein lo arba amot? Rav Nachman told Rava, he does not get arba amot, don't think it's only because the front section is the part that doesn't have a roof and therefore you can drive right into the front section. Even if it's the back that doesn't have a roof, so you can drive through the house, park in the back, and unload in the back. And therefore, even if the kiruyot is on the back of the house, you don't get a parking lot. So Elor Baramod Lomi Boy Kiruyo Milagav Dev Shadaya Lagavoy Alafilu the Kiruyov is Klape Chutz. Where it's Efshir, the Ayala Gavoy, still Mifarex. If the roof part is facing the front, you can still drive through and unload in the unroofed part. What would be the din if one of a member of a Chatzim, of a Bom Movuin, his area runs from one Movuin all the way to another Movuin? Now, for years, his house was open, his Chatzim was open to one alley. He's decided he doesn't like those people so much. He's going to shut that door. He's going to open the door that opens into the other, making him a member of the other Mavu. Yes, Rabbi Nehem.
When Yosef Soloveitch's house was bought from an Arab and opened onto a Chobosho Shelet, Terah can close that door, open the wall, and now he's fired out of Chobosho
Shelet. Right, but the problem is... Yes, thank you. So it's a very good example. Can the Bnei Amavui prevent him from doing that? So the Bnei Amavui ma'akvim alav or ma'akvim alav? Amar le Bnei Amavui ma'akvim alav. Now, so Rashi learns over Bnei Amavui ma'akvim alav means the Mavui that he wants to open into can say, look, you don't have a right to add traffic to our Mavui. You never use this area. You keep using the area that you always use. Which is obvious, and because it's obvious, other Rishonim learn that the Chiddush is that even the members of the other Mavud, until such time as he actually shuts his opening to that Mavud permanently, they can taina, if you open up a door to a new Mavud, we're going to have people that are going to come in to visit you and take a shortcut going out the other end in our Mavud. We don't need the extra traffic, sorry. So even that, the old Mavui could be ma'akev. Achsanya, how about another question, Ravuna asked. An achsanya that comes to a town, remember in those days, you had to bivouac soldiers. They came into town, so the town was responsible to take care of them. Now, do we split that responsibility according to population? Lufi b'nei adam mitchalekat? Or do we split it according to the number of entrance ways you have into your home? So let's say you've got 5 doors going into your home, so each one of those doors should count as one residential area for the soldiers. On the other hand, you could say, but I live here all alone and I'm going to have to take care of those soldiers. I mean, it's not fair just because I got space. Who's going to do the laundry? Who's going to do the cooking? Who's going to, So that's the question. Is it Lefi B'nei Adam or is it Lefi Ptachim? Amar Leis Rabami told him, Lefi B'nei Adam. It's a question of the population. Each family is given its percentage of soldiers to care for. Tanya Amiochi, Zevel Shepechatzer. So the rights to the Zevel in the Chatzer, to the compost, is according to the number of doorways into the Chatzer. So it's Mamz Chalekat Lefi Ptachim. But the Aksanya soldiers that are going to be put up is mitchaleket according to Lefi Bnei Adam. Om Ravuna. Echad mibnei mavoi shebikesh listom keneged pitcho. We've just said that we give everybody a right to the parking area around the door. Suppose he wants to translate that right to parking into a right to private parking, right? So he wants to put up like a little wall around the front of his door, which is my private unloading area. The din is that b'nei mavui are makvin alav. They can stop him from doing that. Because like this, they can all walk straight by his door. In other words, the fact that you have a parking area is not nogea, the question of whether you can stop people from walking there. It's only nogea whether when we split it, it's given to you, or in a mavoi, whether your usage has kedima, you could park there. But you can't park, so to speak, permanently by putting up walls. That you can't do. So people have to have the right to walk by the front of your house. If they can't do that and they're walking along the wall, they open up the doorway into the mavli, they turn right to get to the Rosh Hashanah, and all of a sudden there's a wall in front of them. So now they have to circle around the wall to go back to, that's not fair. So they have a right to walk through it. Therefore, you cannot be sotamed permanently, even though if you park your truck there, I would also have to walk around. But that's not considered to be permanent usage. Es the Gemara Meitve. Here it says that if you've got five separate chatzerot, all of which open into a mavui, then if the mavui is open only on one end into the street, into the Rishut HaRabim, so what's the deal? Does the one closest to the street have a right to walk to the inside of the mavui? Or basically, as close as you are to the street, that's the direction that you can walk. In which case, someone who lives all the way inside the mavui, he has a right to walk by everybody else's door. But the guy who lives all the way at the edge of the Rosh Hashanah cannot walk by anybody's door. He goes straight out of his door into the Rosh Hashanah. Now, from what we just learned from Ravuna, it says any member, Echad Bibnei Mavli, any member who wants to put a door around his parking area can be prevented from doing so by any other member of the Mavli. So then that would mean that he holds that no matter where you're located in that mavui, you still have a right to walk to the other end of the mavui without having to bump into anything. In which case, we're giving everyone a right to a mavui, something like as if it were a chatzer itself. But the problem is that the following braita says the opposite. It says, if you have chamesh chatzerot that open into a mavui, all of the four that are inside are able to walk by the outermost one, because they have to. So they're mishtamshot im chitzonah. The chitzonah only has rights to its own area. It cannot turn in the other direction to go to the back of the mavui and pass by other people's homes. The rest of them, the other three now, they can use the second from the end also, besides the end. And the second one uses its own area, and of course it also uses the closest to the Rosh Hashanah. Which means ultimately that the inside chotzer, nimtzeit hapnimit mishtameshet la'atzma, the inside chotzer has got a private parking area, and then it has the right to walk through everybody else's front, mishtameshet im kol achat v'achat, which is against Ravuna's psak, because Ravuna said that anybody can prevent me from making a private gate around my parking area. Answer to the Gemara, you're 100% right, but it's a machlokas tanoim, as we'll see. And Ravuna was clearly going like the other shita, the Tanya. Echad mibnei mavui, shebikesh lahachazir pitcho lemavui acher, bnei mavui ma'akfin alav, hayas satum. So here it says exactly like Ravuna. Somebody, the first mimer that we had earlier, you can prevent him from opening up into the other chatzah. If he had a doorway and he closed off that doorway and now he wants to reopen the doorway, then the B'nai Mavoi cannot be ma'akvin alav. So says Rebbe. And here we get the ridiculous non sequitur. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, if you have chamesh chatzerot that are p'tuchot l'mavoi, kulam mishtamshot b'mavoi zuim zot. What? Who put, says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Chatzerot? Who's talking about chatzerot opening into a mavoi? We were talking about the question of whether you can open your home into a different, what it would, chatzerot mandal chashamayim. So obviously, there's a piece missing in this braita. So it's chasurim echas, rav ochi katanim. The Tanakhama said, not only that, but chamesh chatzirot ha-ptuchot ha-mavoi kulam mishtamshot im ha-chitzona, ve-ha-chitzona mishtameshet la-atzma, which is the same as the braita we had a minute ago, but that was said by Rebbe. And Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, wrong, I hold like Ravuna, so to speak. חומש חצרות הפתוחות למבוי, כולם משתמשות במבוי equally, and there's no din that you can only turn towards the Rishut HaRabim. Tanya. אמרו עליו על בנימין הצדיק שהיה ממונה על קופה של צדקה. פעם אחת בת אישה לפניו בשני בצורת, אמרה לו, רבי, מנסני, אמר לה, עבודה, אין בקופה של צדקה כלום. אמרה לו, רבי, אם אין אתה מפרנסני, הרי אישה ושבע בני המתים. עמד ופרנסה משלו לימים חלה ונתה למות. אמרו מלאכי השרת לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, אתה אמרת כל המקיים נפש אחת מישראל, כאילו קיים עולם מלא, בנימין הצדיק שהחיה אישה בשבע בניה, ימות בשנים מועטות הללו, מיד קראו לו גזר דין עוד. תנא, הוסיפו לו 22 שנה או שנותיו. תנא רבונה, מעשה במונבז המלך שבזבז אוצרותיו ואוצרות אבותיו בשני בצורת, וחיברו עליו אחיו ובית אביו, אמרו לו, what an idiot you are, אבותיך גנזו והוסיפו על של אבותם, ואתה מבזבזם. אמר להם, I'm the idiot, אבותיי גנזו למטה, אני גנזתי למעלה, שנאמר אמת מארץ תצמח, וצדק משמיים נשקף. אבותיי גנזו במקום שהיד שולטת בו, אני גנזתי במקום שאין היד שולטת בו, שנאמר צדק ומשפט בכון כיסאיך. אבותיי גנזו דבר שאינו עושה פירות, ואני גנזתי דבר שעושה פירות, שנאמר אמרו צדיק כי טוב, כי פרי מעלליהם יאכלו. אבותיי גנזו אוצרות ממון, אני גנזתי אוצרות נפשות, שנאמר פרי צדיק עץ חיים, ולוקח נפשות חכם. אבותיי גנזו לאחרים, ואני גנזתי לעצמי, שנאמר לך תהיה צדקה. אבותיי גנזו לעולם הזה, ואני גנזתי לעולם הבא, שנאמר והלך לפניך צדקך, כבוד השם יאספך. אם קנה בבית דירה, הרי הוא כאנשי העיר, מתנתין, דלא כבשם בגמליה. דתניה, כבשם בגמליה אומר, אם קנה בקרקע כלשהו, הרי הוא כאנשי העיר. היי ותניה, כבשם בגמליה אומר, אם קנה שם קרקע ראויה לבית דירה, הרי הוא כאנשי העיר. True, שרי תנאי, עלי בבשם בגמליה. אין חוקין את החצר עד שיהיה 400 לזה ו-400 לזה, ולא את השדה עד שיהיה בתשעה קבין לזה ותשעה קבין לזה. רבי ירא אומר, no, the whole thing could be תשעה קבין, it would be תשעה חצרי קבין לזה, ותשעה חצאי קבין לזה. ולא את הגינה עד שיהיה בחצי קו לזה וחצי קו לזה, רבי עקיבא אומר, בית רובע לזה, בית רובע לזה. לא את הטרקלין, ולא את המורן, ולא את השובח, ולא את הטלית, ולא את המרחץ, ולא את בית הבד, ולא את בית השלוחין, עד שיבהי בהם כדי לזה וכדי לזה. זה הכלל, to determine, if it's called כדי, כל שיחלק ושמו עליו, חוקים. ואם לאו, אין חוקים. אימתי? בזמן שאין שניהם רוצים. אבל בזמן ששניהם רוצים, אפילו פחות מכאן יחלוקו. בועז כתבי הקודש, אף הפי ששניהם רוצים, לא יחלוקו. אומר ועשי, אומר ביוחנן 400, שאמרו, does not include the area חוץ בשל פתחים. תעניין המיוחי אין חוקין את החצר שבשמונעמות לזה. ושמונעמות לזה. How do you explain that? וענן צען 400 לזה ו400 לזה. אלא שמע מינה, כרבי עשי, שמע מינה. איקד הרום עלי מירמה, תנאי, אין חוקין את החצר עד שיהיה ב-400 לזה ו-400 לזה, ויתן יש 800 לזה ו-800 לזה, אומר ועשי, אומר ביוחנן, 400 שאמרו, חוץ משל פתחים. אומר ונא, חצר מתחלקת לפי פתחיה. רב חיסדא אמר, no, first, נותנים 400 בכל פתח ופתח, but the rest, השאר, is not prorated, it's חוקין בשווה. תעני הכבוד את הרב חיסטה, פתחים שבחוצר יש להם 400, if היה לזה פתח אחד, וזה שני פתחים, זה שיש לו פתח אחד נוטל 400, וזה שיש לו שני פתחים נוטל 800, and then השאר חוקים בשווה. היה לזה פתח רוחב של 800, נוטל 800 כנגד הפתח, פלוס 400 בחצר. What? 400 בחצר? I read it time. אומר רבי, אחי כמר, נוטל 800 along the length of the door in the chatzer. Ba'orach ha-chatzer, ba'amad b'rochav ha-chatzer is what it means. Omra mima, high pure the sufli, yesh lo arba amot to kol ruach v'ruach, lo amran el delo miyachid le'pitcha, aval, if it's miyachid le'pitcha from his house, ein el arba amot, v'yat pet ha'af. Omra v'una, aksadra in la arba amot, time of my, was only for the purposes of loading and unloading. Piruk maso. Hocha, ev shedai lagavoy v'farik. Most of Rav Sheshes, echad shari batim, echad shari achsadra ot, yesh lamar ba'amot. Yeah, that's talking about here, achsadra ot, devei rav. Achsadra devei rav. It's pshita, that's a building. Hidrunam aliyah. I mean, achsadra rumi ata. Tan rafon. Beit shari achsadra, mirpeset, yesh lamar ba'amot. Oyu chamisha batim ptuchim lamirpeset, en lamar ba'amot bilvad. We're over there. Obviously, I should have a gavoyim afarik, but I feel kiruya klapi chutz. It's still Efshadayel Gavoyim Mefarik. Boy Minei Ravuna Mirvami. Efshad Bnei Mavu Shabikish Lakser Pitchol Mavu Yacher Bnei Mavu Makvin Alav Ein Makvin Alav. Amar Lei Bnei Mavu Makvin Alav. Aksamia Lefi Bnei Adam Mitchalaket Olav Lefi Pitachim Mitchalaket. Amar Lei Lefi Bnei Adam Mitchalaket. Tani Rami Yochi Zevel Shebechatzer Mitchalaket Lefi Pitachim. Aksamia Lefi Bnei Adam. Omrevune echad b'nei mavoi shabikesh listom keneged pitcho b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav shemar be'alehim at adera. Meitvei chamish chatzirot petuchot l'mavoi kulam mishtamshot im ha'chitzona and the chitzona is only mishtameshet la'atzma. So it doesn't have a right to be ma'akev anything on the inside ones because it doesn't have a right to walk there. Ha'shniyam mishtameshet la'atzma u'mishtameshet im ha'chitzona and so on. Nimset pnimit mishtameshet la'atzma mishtameshet im kol achad v'achad. That's not like Ravuna. True. Tanoi, the Tanya. Echad b'nei mavoi shabikesh le'achzir pitcho lo mavoi achre b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav. Hayas satubu b'kesh l'potcho im b'nei mavoi ma'akvin alav. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar omer, chamesh chatzirot p'tuchot lo mavoi, kulam mishtameshet b'mavoi zu im zu. What? What does that have to do with what we're talking about? Chatzirot, mando chashmayu. Obviously, it's a machlokes tanoi, and it's b'chusser here. Chusser mechas v'chitanik. V'chein, in Rebbe's words, you add. V'chein, chamesh chatzirot aptuchot l'mavoi, kulam mishtamshot im ha'chitzona, v'chitzona mishtameshet la'atzma, divrei Rebbe. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, chamesh chatzirot aptuchot l'mavoi, kulam mishtamshot l'mavoi, which is like Rav Huna.